Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today as we talk a little bit more about the strategy of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in South Korea. Back on that in just a moment.
This is a court-ordered legal notice for Native Americans. A $760 million settlement has been reached with the United States Department of Agriculture that claims the USDA discriminated against Native Americans. If you tried to get a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and November 24, 1999, you could get benefits. Those included in the settlement could get a payment of $50,000 or more, plus loan forgiveness on certain USDA loans. If you are included in this settlement, you need to know about your legal rights to be part of the settlement, object to it, or exclude yourself and keep your rights to file your own lawsuit. These rights must be acted on by February 28, 2011. To learn about the settlement and your legal rights, go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506. That's 1-888-233-5506.
It's one of the great success stories of 2010. About a year ago, the U.S. Meat Export Federation launched a To Trust marketing campaign in South Korea to rebuild consumer confidence in U.S. beef. Through the support of the Beef Checkoff Program and the USDA Market Access Program, the campaign has helped dispel much of the information that has been spread about U.S. beef and has provided Korean consumers with assurance of the U.S. beef industry's commitment to beef safety. Talking with us about the results today, Greg Haynes, USMEF Assistant Vice President for International Marketing.
We launched the To Trust campaign in Korea last December, so it's been running for just a year. The main emphasis of that was really to counter all that negative media that had been out there after the protests and the market had reopened, and there was a lot of concerns and false information that had been spread about the quality and safety of U.S. beef. So the To Trust campaign was really designed to counter that in a positive way, trying to show the face of the U.S. industry. So we used a lot of the women who were involved in the production on the U.S. side and how they ensure the quality and the safety of the product. So there was a very kind of heavy safety message there initially, and that's really played well over there. We're getting close to where we were pre-BSE levels. We should be about 60% to that level this year. So we've tweaked the To Trust campaign a bit, trying to bring it more from kind of the Korean perspective. So the new messages and images, really, instead of showing the U.S. women who are involved in the production, it's now featuring more the Korean moms and their families and how now they trust the product after having been able to receive it and be able to purchase it in the market there.
As Greg Haynes has said, the South Koreans have really responded to the message. We're talking about 125% increase in volume through October. Now more than 90,000 metric tons of U.S. beef into South Korea and 168% up in total value of sales to South Korea of $422 million. At this time, the To Trust campaign continues, but it's taking on a slightly different direction.
Safety is always a key part of it, but we're trying to move away from making it, you know, a too overt safety message to be more subtle and getting to that part where it really is the enjoyment and the quality of the product. It really shows the families enjoying the product, the quality and the great taste from the grain feeding, and really just a lot of the strengths that we haven't been able to highlight as much because of the earlier concerns related to BSE.
Greg Haynes of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about the work going on behalf of cattle producers in South Korea. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't waste time away from your operation. Find all the equipment you need in one place. AuctionTime.com. Buy or sell heavy-duty trucks, farm equipment, and construction equipment. No buyer's fees, no hidden reserves. And unlike conventional auctions, AuctionTime.com gives potential buyers the chance to discuss specifics about the auction pieces with the seller directly or see the actual machine for themselves. Auctioning and bidding on the equipment you need is easy and efficient at AuctionTime.com. Register now. Register for free. Visit AuctionTime.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.